This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Kia ora, anau mai, hara mai, anau mai, hoki mai, ki roto e tēnei kaupapa o Out West Radio. Kia ora whānau, if you're new here, welcome to our space. Anau mai, hara mai, if you're an OG, anau mai, hoki mai, welcome back. Again, we are part of this platform is just about giving you ideas, sharing what we've got going on here at the Western Community Centre. We are based at 46 Hyde Ave. If you've been around here, you'll know that we're just full of information. We help you out as best as we can. We love our community. We're our community on our sleeves. We just like to make sure our community is well looked after. We've got our mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. And we've got a vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy, and self-reliant communities, which kind of align with the values that we have as well. So being strength-based, respect, and integrity. We've got quality services, meaningful relationships, and professionalism, but also honouring the bicultural journey of Te Tiriti or Waitangi. So you got myself in the studio today. You got Regan. What's up, Regs?
Morning.
Again, we're just here to give you all the information, what we have to offer here, the ins and outs, the ups and downs, things that actually make us tick. To start off today, we've got just a reminder that we do have a staff room area. If you are down here, you need a coffee, you need a break, just let us know and we'll point you in the right direction. You can get down there. Get yourself a free drink. You have to make it though. We don't have one of those fancy machines where you press a button and it makes it for you. But we've got coffee, there's Milo, there's tea, there's all sorts of drinks that you can have. There's a filtered water tap at the back as well if you just want some water. And if you want some cold water, I'm pretty sure there's a jug that's kept in the fridge for people that come in who are quite parched on a hot day. Our foyer area, feel free to come and hang out in there. There's a couch, or a couple of couches in there. You might see in front of the table that there are some flyers. The table's full of flyers. Again, just about information about things that you might know or want to know about, or you might even not be looking for anything and you might just see it. But there's flyers there. We've got computers in the foyer as well, free to use. There's four of them. They should already be on, so you don't need to turn a password on or put a password in. We should already have them on for you. But yeah, just feel free. Internet's connected to them. They're just at your service, really, just for you to do whatever you want. Just make sure we're logging out of everything that you normally log into with passwords. And then we've got free phone usage down here as well. So if you do need to use the phone, there's no number to dial out. If you're unsure where it is, just ask reception and they'll show you where it is. It's pretty easy to find. Again, if you do need any added or looking for any extra information and no one else can help you, please come and check out our wall. That's full of flyers, full of posters, all sorts of stuff of things that are happening recently or things that continue on happening throughout the week. So make sure you're available. Oh, not available. Just make sure when you do come in, just check everything out.
Yeah, definitely. We've also, this is a little while away, but I thought I'll just chuck it on now just because we've just received the poster and the confirmation for it. So we've got an awesome little, I don't know what you'd call it. It's going to be a cool as little service that's going to be coming to the centre on the 27th of June, which is a Saturday, and it's called Bike to Sport. So we are going to have a container placed here at the centre through Hamilton City Council, where you can donate bikes. They do have to be in really good condition. So, and this is to donate or gift bikes to children so that children can bike to school instead of, walking or using, like the bus service and stuff like that. Something that's really good to keep our babies healthy. And also that builds their skills on, cycling around pretty much around our city. especially with, you know, with our traffic and things like that. But the cool part about this is if you, so it's called Bike to Your Sports Games at the Gallagher Hockey Centre, Discovery Park or Elliott Park, and be in the win to win Ninja Valley passes. So if you've got some young ones and you think that might be you, bike in and spin the winning wheel for the prize. And that's what is up, is some Ninja Valley passes. I know my babies love Ninja Valley, so definitely get amongst it. So just remember the 27th of June, which is a Saturday. I know I'm very, very early at letting you guys know, but over the next coming weeks, I will keep reminding you guys right up until that week. And the best part is we get to speak to you guys on a Friday, which is just before the day before it happens. So I will make sure that I will give you all the ins and outs for that particular date. So if you are planning to bike here to the park, then you can come down, spin the winning wheel for a prize, and hopefully get your hands on some Ninja Valley passes. And that's really cool. So this has been supported by Hamilton City Council. So thank you, Hamilton City Council, for another awesome initiative for our communities. But if you're not in our area and you live a little bit closer to the Gallagher Hockey Centre, they will be there on the 13th of June, which is a Saturday, and over at Discovery Park Flagstaff on the 20th of June, which is a Saturday. So yeah, get in there, it's going to be good. Or you head over to the Hamilton City Council website and look for the cycling side of stuff, and there'll be further information there.
Too good. Mm. Too good. That'll be good for years to come as well, with petrol prices being so high as well.
And with all of our new footpaths being done in our parks too. Oh yeah, too. That's good. So it's to utilise those awesome as footpaths, which are wide enough for you to ride your bicycle and your scooters.
For like a both-way traffic kind of thing, eh?
Yeah, like a shared path, like, you know, with those type of signs.
There's no centre line, There's no centre line marking, so...
Indicate.
stay in your lane. Another thing that we do down here is the fruit and veggie pack. So, again, $15, but for over 40 years, this community centre's been creating weekly fruit and veggie packs, and it's just providing access to fresh produce while helping everyone save by buying in bulk. You can just come and do that here. Mm. Do that here at the community centre. So every Wednesday you'll see volunteers packing hundreds of bags at the front of the centre in the morning, not early, but I probably would still consider 7:30, 8 a.m. still early, but you'll see them packing them in rain or shine. Yeah. They're in places of the building packing fruit and veggie packs just for you. It is seasonal produce though, but the including in the bag is just the fruit and veggies. So there's a whole heap of veggies, whole heap of fruit that is included inside that bag. So there's no need to order. Just drop it on Wednesday, 11 a.m. To 5:30 on your Wednesday is when it first starts, when it opens up to come get your fruit and veggie pack. And then every other day, that's from when we open to close. But if you're lucky, you get a fruit and veggie pack. If you're lucky this week, you would have got bananas, apples, avocado, broccoli, carrots, potatoes, and mandarins. Again, there's no need to place an order. Just stop in on your Wednesday, starting off Wednesday, and just come get your fruit and veggie pack. Yeah, again, equivalent to spending $30, probably more now, spending more with the prices going up of everything. We're probably looking at $40-something to buy what you would buy in the $15 bag of fruit and veggies. So we do pay wave, we take FPOS, and we take cash. Just come on down and we'll sort you out.
Definitely. Also, happy Youth Week. It is Youth Week this week, and also today, which this event is just about to kick off. So we have had an awesome, collaborated with Te Runanga o Kirikiriroa. They are the lead in this particular event for today for their youth event. And this is a Taohi-led event, and it's called Te Tangi o Te Pipi Whareroa. So if you head over to our Facebook page, our awesome friends over at the Runanga have been collating some footage with some of their taohi and have been making some small little videos which explains the event, explains the name that they've gone with. And this event is going to be really, really cool, guys. So if you're working with young ones or you've got young ones at home, when they get home from school today or from their courses, please come on down to the centre. This event runs from 12 to 4:30 p.m. They will have heaps of providers here. There's going to be some sports. We've got lashing happening here. We've got barbering happening here. We've got our awesome friend Zita from the YWCA who is running the chill zone for the event. So a nice quiet area for some of our Taiohi that don't want to be too much amounts the noise outside or participating in the sports. They've got journaling, some bean bags. It's going to be a real cool, like a zen room. And heaps of prizes to win, guys. They've put up a little snippet of the prizes, and I can see some hair dryers in there. I think there's some headphones in there to win, some watches. So come down, get amongst these providers. This is a really good space to meet providers, especially if you've got young ones that are just about to move into like that, you know, high school type of age, or they're not too sure what they're wanting to do. This is the spot to come down to. Come and have a chat with the providers, see what other providers they've got here. You know, I know, I think they might have some crew from the ATC turning up. I know that there's a few other of our mates from in the youth space that are coming down, bringing some of their young ones. There's going to be, I think, 3-on-3 basketball tournament / competition. They're finishing off the beautiful Taniwha mural that they started last year with us, and a whole lot of our community, our junior after school care program got to get amongst there and put some handprints along the Taniwha, so that is getting finished off. But it's a really cool way to end this week. We've had amazing weather this week, so come on down, enjoy your afternoon with some young ones and with the providers and with Te Rūnanga o Kirikiriroa, celebrating their event for Youth Week. But there is a cool thing that they're bringing. They're bringing this tree, a 3D printed tree that I do know stands over 6 foot. And what it is that every young person that attends can write their dreams and aspirations and their goals onto a leaf and place it on the tree. And we're hoping to be able to fill the entire tree with all these leaves of the voices of every young person that's come through this event. So please come down, get your young ones amongst it. I know that me and Tom are merging our groups together to bring our young ones into the event as well. And it sounds like it's going to be a really, really cool afternoon. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, come on down. Remember, 12 o'clock today to 4:30. So you guys have plenty of time after school to come through and still get amongst the event.
I think one thing you need to remember that it is about young people. It's about them sharing their voice this week and having their say, or having their turn at speaking up. Yeah, so just if you are whānau and you've got young people, bring them down. Remember, it's for them. Let's try and get our young people involved as much as we can, because this environment is going to be a special time. It's just activities. There's all sorts of stuff that you can get amongst as well. On Saturdays, we have Kimura Kiwi. So if you are looking for some inclusive martial arts, and for young, really young people, like it's open for kids and it's free, team. It's free. I would say try and get your kids invested into as many sports teams, because it builds courage, builds confidence. It builds the way that you talk in front of people, kind of breaks the barriers of being shy, but also allows them to bring out the full strengths of what they have. So any sports, make sure we get them involved into all of those things. And Kemura Kiwis is one of those. Just one of the sports that you should get involved with. It is based here at 46 Hyde Ave in Norton. The time frame for our juniors is 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. The cost is free. Again, cost is free. But all you have to do is bring your own water bottle and make sure the kids are hydrated well before they get there. But they'll get time to go and hydrate through it as well. But it's full of activities. My boy's gone along to it, and it's just a whole heap of fun while getting fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good time. So,
and this group also attends our holiday program too. Sometimes they'll have a session with Kimura Kiwis to do, you know, just some floor work, some fun activities. All of our kids love it. It's something different, hey? So get amongst it. It's cool. We've also got Sharon, our lovely Sharon from Citizens Advice Bureau. She is a walking knowledge book, this lady. If a knowledge book had legs, this is her. She knows all sorts of different information and is very handy at helping people, especially if you're not too sure if it's legal advice you're needing or just some further advice about whatever your questions are. But Sharon is here every Wednesday from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30. No appointments are needed. All you need to do is just come in and have a chat with her. And she will give you everything that you need to know. And if she isn't too sure, she will find a way to get that information for you. So if you're needing that help, please come on down, come and ask for Sharon, and she will guide you in the right direction. We've also got, we've just had a new playgroup, and I know I've mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but we thought we'd just keep, you know, promoting their new services with us. So this is called Little Adventurers Family Playgroup, which happens every Wednesday morning during the school terms from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 over at our other building, 108 Grandview Road, which is just across the road from the cafe. And they, if you are wanting to get amongst it, head over to our Facebook page, because we've got a poster there with the contact details. Or you get a get in contact with Andrea, who is the coordinator of it. Head over to Facebook and just type in Little Adventurers Play, and you would turn up onto their Facebook page, and you can contact them that way. So we've got that little play group. I think we've got the Spanish play group that's over at 108 throughout the week. And I know that we had the Japanese play group. So it's really cool to see us having more play groups joining our Western family.
I'm also enjoying the Norton community page, and it's a good way of advertising things that you've been up to, especially what you have to offer the community as well, from free clothing, free appliances that you guys are just trying to get rid of. This is a mahi to you guys, and not just selling them on, but you know, just putting them up on the page. Someone's going to need them. Someone's going to be so thankful that you're putting them up. Also, those people that are putting, we're into supporting local businesses. There are some not quite local businesses, but people that are trying to, you know, it's a side hustle, and we care about those things because we're trying to build bigger, better pathways for our whānau. So we know that having those side hustles matter. So there's people on there that are on the Norton page. You can go and check it out. Norton Community Group, from, you know, trailer hire. Mm-hmm. You can borrow their trailer, hire it off them, buy firewood off people on the chat or on the Norton group as well.
Yep.
Helping each other out, find pets and animals. That's mm-hmm. pretty good as well. Even going, taking animals for walks. There's those people that are on the Norton group as well. So yeah. Thank you to those guys that are putting your information up as well. And thank you for everyone that are helping them out by using their services. There's even someone who's put stuff up on there that, you know, around being a mechanic, how can they help you? And it might be a little... Come on, guys, we're in this together, and it's just about helping everyone get across the line, really. Eh? So yeah. That's a good platform. If you're not on that page, please get onto it. And even if you have your own side hustle, please, guys, just put it on there. Someone's going to need what you have to offer.
Definitely, definitely. And now we're, you know, we always give you the tips and tricks and the hot gospel when it comes into our colder weather. And I'm pretty sure you guys are feeling it too, because I know I am. It is... getting a little bit chillier. We can feel that temperature dropping at nighttime. So I'm coming in with some hot tips for you guys as we get, you know, the early stages of winter. So if we start doing this process now, when we hit the peak of winter, hopefully it's just keeping your house just that little bit more drier and just that little bit more warmer for the winter. So my tip for this week is bathrooms. Open the bathroom window when showering and keep your bathroom door closed up to half an hour after showering. Also, use your extractor fan. And if you do have an extractor fan and you haven't cleaned it in a little while, use your vacuum cleaner, vacuum around your vent, you know, suck out all that dust and, you know, dry skin that's in there, so that it allows your extractor fan to be sucking out the moisture that is in your bathroom. Because I could imagine, you know, our bathrooms are probably the first place mold will grow because of it being the bathroom, right? So if you open up the shower, open up the window while you're showering, yes, it might be a little bit cold, but it's going to help prevent your bathroom from being too damp. Keep your bathroom door shut up to half an hour after you've had a shower, so it just sucks out all that air, all that damp air, all that moisture out of that bathroom. And once that's done, you should be able to, you know, have your bathroom door open if you like that. But it's just minimizing that moisture that sits in that room coming back out into your hallway, into your house. So that's your first tip for this year. I will come back to you with more tips throughout the year. Well, throughout the winter time. Is that like 3-4 months?
I don't know, but
give or take. So yeah, I got 3-4 months worth of tips and tricks to give you guys. Okay, if you got some cool ones, some really out of it ones, flick them through to us. Let us know, and we'll let the public know.
Yeah,
the community know for you guys.
Yeah, it is worth it. If you don't have one of those shower domes on top of your shower,
sometimes
getting that is good because the water, what happens is the steam goes to the top of it,
mm-hmm.
and then it just drips off the top like it's just water, so it doesn't get the steam doesn't really get out. But it's still worth if you don't. Have one of those to just leave a shower door open a little bit as well, so the steam, like the extra steam, gets out. Otherwise, it just keeps building inside the shower as well.
There you go. Even further tips for your bathroom and for your shower. Hey.
Hard out. And then, yeah, I think it's, what's another good one? Oh, having those doorstop ones, those long.
The I know
people
stoppers?
Used to make them. Yeah, people used to. Oh my, well, not people, but my auntie used to make them out of my rugby socks.
Yep. Our 50
Where's
plus
my rugby socks?
Was making
oh, one of them's at the door.
blocking the draft coming in.
I was like, oh, that's all right. I have to get new socks then.
It's a common thing to do that, though, eh?
I don't know if people use their rugby socks now, but I know back then. But I think people make stuff like that now for the draft, you know?
Yep.
Before, it just used to, you make your own. Let's use just
shove a towel on the door.
Yeah, used to roll up a towel at him.
Yeah.
Put on there. This also, because if your windows are not double glazed, sometimes you might have those windows that can open up a little bit.
Yep.
Sometimes it is worth opening that up really early in the morning so that the dew just keeps going, like it clears up a little bit.
Yep.
It's almost like driving your car again, like in the morning, and it hasn't got the sun hasn't quite hit it yet.
My mum would always recommend, like, you know, some windows you build up a little bit of condensation instead of you just leaving that condensation on your window to drip into your skirting parts of your windowsills, wipe that down, get it off your windows, get it out of that groove so that it's not just sitting there building mold, collecting.
Yep.
But if you dry that out, and I know you don't want to have to do this every day through winter time, but if you practice this and it becomes habit, you will start to notice just those little steps there are preventing your household from, you know, getting moldy, but also preventing your household from being sick or getting sick or minimizing that.
How good. We're going to jump over into tables and chair hire that we have here. It is a service that we, I don't know, the money goes straight back into the cents anyway, but it's table and chair hire. It's pick up Friday, drop back on Monday. The chairs are $3 each, tables are $7 each, and there's a $50 bond. That you must pay before you take it, and then when everything comes back all good, then yeah, you'll get your bond back. But please, if you're hiring large amounts of it, please let us know and make sure that we can put it to the side for you. But just over time, like it does get a lot of people hire the stuff out, so it's worth getting in there early to order or set up an order through us to make sure that those tables and chairs are around for you. Otherwise, you'll come down and there won't be any for your 21st birthday, 50th, 70th.
Wedding anniversary.
You'll be missing out on tables, so it's about getting in there as quick as you can.
We've got, we get quite a few questions asked about our free food store, or, you know, if we provide food parcels out to whanaus. So we only provide our free food store on a Thursday and Friday. So this is the support from GoEco where they rescue the food from the supermarkets. So our free food store only operates Thursdays and Fridays from 1 p.m. All you need to do is bring a bag, come line up on the side of the skate park. You'll see the group there. Sometimes we put chairs out, especially if they're here a little bit earlier. But the other way to get some extra kai from us is Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays during the school term. We get the school lunches from Fraser High School. But bear in mind, when they do have teachers-only days or they're not operating on those days, we don't get the school lunches. And we do let you guys know in advance when we find out. But every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2:30 onwards, we have our school lunches available for you to come and collect, you know, to take home for your whānau or to store in your freezer. So make sure if you need extra kai that you come on those days or Thursday and Friday with a bag for just the slightly bigger parcels.
Some more information that we have connected to the community centre and the wider community. I'm not just using the Norton Facebook group page or any other Norton page, but we have a newspaper as well that we have that goes out. I can't remember the number, but it's over 1,000 houses that it goes to. I think it might even be
19,000
homes in the Western area. 9 was just an exaggeration. That's that's crazy. 19,000 homes that the newspaper gets sent out to, and it's full of information, stuff that's happening in schools around here, to local competitions, to shout outs to people in the community, to have your say where people come in and, you know, share their thoughts about their term and what the term's been like, from students to elderly people, they share on that. And also any local businesses, anything that's happening locally that you don't know about, sometimes garage sales that are coming up.
Yeah.
But that newspaper is kind of set up to show you again, if you're old school and you read newspapers, that's what it's for. If you're quite new school and you like to go onto Facebook, you would find information on there as well. But again, it should be coming out to a community. We've sent one out. I know there was a bit of difficulty at making to you. It might have been difficult making it to your house. We figured that out, and a new paper is about to be sent out sometime soon in the future. So please just, again, go and check out the info for that.
We have another service that happens here on a Monday as well. It's not like you don't have to book in anything. It's just a drop-in service, and it's do you have a phone and you need help, or are you confused by your phone, laptop, or apps? Bring in your device between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. on a Monday, and just come and have a chat with us, and we'll be able to help you navigate your device or your app, or set something up on your phone or your laptop, just so that it's easier for you to find and it's more functionable for you. And this can be using smartphones, tablets, laptops, computers, apps, emails, photos, internet, and online forms, video calls and settings, and just any general question around, you know, using technology. So get in contact with us or bring it in and show us what you're needing help with, and we can help you through that.
And if you're tuned in, we are Out West Radio. It's your weekly radio show or podcast that we commit to every week. It's about Hamilton West and keeping Hamilton or H-Town. People are out west informed about everything that we have going on here. It's Out West Radio. We broadcast on Fridays, part of Free FM 89.0, and we're just bringing you all the information. There are some live streams that Free FM do. You can go on to their accessmedia.nz. They have an app, but freefm.org.nz is the website. You can go check them out. There's plenty of other services on their platform as well. But we also are available on Spotify and some Apple podcasts as well. But that's Out West Radio. That is actually us for today. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll come back with more information next week about what we've got going on. We could talk about many things that have happened through the week, because every week is something new, and it's just about building off that. But that's us for today. Regan and Tom signing off, and we'll catch you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.